are looking to verse number 22nd. Is it?
Yeah. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Ekavan Eva Lokesmin Pumsam Dharma Paraha Smritaha Bhakti Yoga Bhagavati Tannama Grahanadivi. Like Bhagavad Gita, lyric is like Bhagavad Gita. It's beautiful, Anushtup chant. It's a very devotional lyric, you know. Yanisha sarvabhutanam tasyam jagrati sayami. Tasyam jagrati bhutani sansha pashyato mnehe. This is Bhagavad Gita. Hetavaneva lokesmin pumsam dharma parasmritam parasmrita bhakti yoga bhagavati tannam grahanadivi. Etavaneva lokesmin eva, indeed, lokesmin, in this material world. This gives us the first line. This is how we should try to understand the shlokas. In the first line, there are three words and the meanings are given by Srila Prabhupada very clearly in the word-to-word equivalent. So you try to understand itavan, this much. Then eva means indeed, lokas means in this material world. Once you understand the meaning, those who are from Bharatvarsh or those who are staying in Vrindavan, they all belong to Bharat now. Doesn't matter you are here 2 days, doesn't matter. It has an electrifying effect in Vrindavan. That immediately you are electrified and you speak about Krishna. This is a transcendental touch. This bhumi is not an ordinary bhumi. It doesn't belong to this planet. We are very fortunate to be here. Those who are here, please make best of your stay before you go away to the western or eastern or whatever, wherever you have come from. So this is the way to get into the verses. Unless you realize the meaning of the words, it would be very difficult for us to discuss about the words. This much, etavan, you try to repeat 4-5 times and it will be with you. Eva means certainly, you know, indeed. Lokesh means in this material world. We are in this material world. So we can understand this lokesmin. And then you go on repeating, etavan eva lokesmin, etavan eva lokesmin. And this is how you pick up the two words. Those who are from Vrindavan or any part of Bharatvarsh, they have got a special facility because our languages are very near to Sanskrit. So many times there are familiar words we can learn within no time. Repeat after me, etavan eva lokesmin. This much, In this material world. Now we go to the second line. Pumsam of the living entities. Dharma, the religious principles. Paraha, transcendental. Smrita, recognized. In this material world, for the living entities, definite principles of the religion are recognized. And they are paraha, they are transcendental. They don't belong to this planet. The dharmic principles, the religious principles, they don't belong to this planet. And that's why they are known as paraha. Our bodies are the material bodies. We belong to this planet with our body. But our soul is not material. Aparayam ititasvanyam. Prakritim vidhime param. Our prakriti, the prakriti of our soul, is param. It is transcendental. And that's why it is not affected by the material tribulations. We should not be affected at all. Paraha word, you should always remember. Please repeat again. Pumsam of the living entities. Dharma, the religious principles. Paraha, transcendental. And Smritaha, this should be recognized. The meaning of the recognition is that we don't forget. We recognize our bank balance. Never forget. If somebody wakes you up in the middle of the night and tells you, hey, how much you have in the State Bank of India? 5,393. Including paisa also. Because we have recognized it. And we have really so very engrossed in it. Instead of engrossing in the material assets, maybe it is a wife, husband, or children, or this or that, nothing, you can't do anything. You cannot do. Falsely we think that I am maintaining my family. I am maintaining my health. No, you can't do. You cannot do. It is not in your hand. It's not in your hand. The thing which is not in your hand, don't take the credit unnecessarily. So Prabhupada says we want to lord it over. That these are my five children. This is my one wife, the first wife or second or third or fourth. I don't know. But this way, we identify ourselves. We recognize with the material things. And as soon as you recognize smrita, as soon as you recognize the material things, you have to accept the miseries. Because there are two sides of the coin. One is the material side, appears very good. Yeah? Bank balance appears very nice. But the other side is a misery. And there you have to take the whole thing. Suppose we are driving a car, and I am alone there. So I want only one wheel and one seat. But I cannot take one wheel and one seat. As soon as you take out the car, you have to draw the whole paraphernalia. Four wheels, one extra wheel, then four seats, five seats, and then you go out. So as soon as you identify yourself with the material things, the whole paraphernalia has to go with you. And this we don't understand. So Smritaha, please remember this. Recognize. Instead of recognizing the temporary material things, it is advised in Srimad Bhagavatam and all our scriptures that we should recognize the Paraha, the transcendental absolute truth. And as soon as you go to Him, Nayatra Shoko na Jarana Mrityu, there is no shok, there is no lamentation, no jara, there is no old age. If you don't want to get old, then day and night continuously you have to be with Srila Prabhupada's books. This is the medicine. What is the car called? Shilajit? Nayurvedic Shilajit, you know Shilajit? There is a perspiration of the mountain. The mountain is also the living entity. And it perspires. And those who can recognize, they go to the mountain after summer season and they will find the perspiration there. And they make a very nice medicine out of that perspiration. In Ayurvedic, it is known as Shilajit. It cannot help you. Even Shilajit is helpless. But everything depends to what extent you recognize the transcendental absolute truth.
to that extent you will have good health. Immediately from your face it is revealed how much you are recognizing the transcendent truth. So please, we cannot hide these things. It's always revealed on our faces. To come to this point, there is a bahunam janmanam ante. Bahunam. After so many births. Bahunam. Just to assemble here, we don't know how many births we have performed pious activities. I don't know really. And that's why we are lucky to assemble in this hall. This is paraha. Please remember this. Then we go to the third line. Bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga or devotional service. Bhagavati to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Not to the demigods. Are you alright? It's a bit more voice, you know. Please. Loudly. Bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga. Or devotional service. Bhagavati to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Not to the demigods. That is Nama, the holy name, Grahana, Adivihi, beginning with chanting. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki, please repeat. Repeat loudly. Devotional service, beginning with the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, is the ultimate religious principle for the living entity in human society. Wherefore, by Srila Prabhupada, please hear. As stated in the previous verse, Dharmam Bhagavatam, real religious principles are Bhagavad Dharma. The principles described in Srimad Bhagavatam itself or in Bhagavad Gita, the preliminary study of Bhagavatam. What are these principles? The Bhagavatam says, Dharma Prajita Kaita Votra. In Srimad Bhagavatam, there are no cheating religious systems. Everything in the Bhagavatam is directly connected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Bhagavatam further says, Savai Pusam Paro Dharmo Yato Bhakti Adokshaje. The Supreme Religion is that which teaches its followers how to love the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is beyond the reach of experimental knowledge. Such a religious system begins with Tannama Grahana, chanting of the holy name of the Lord, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam. After chanting the holy name of the Lord and dancing in ecstasy, one gradually sees the form of the Lord, the pastimes of the Lord and the transcendental qualities of the Lord. This way, one fully understands the situation of the Personality of Godhead. One can come to this understanding of the Lord, how He descends into the material world, how He takes His birth and what activities He performs. But one can know this only by executing devotional service. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Bhaktya Mam Abhijanadi. Simply by devotional service, one can understand everything about the Supreme Lord. If one fortunately understands the Supreme Lord in this way, the result is Tektva Deham Punar Janma Naidi Mamedi Sorjana. After giving up his material body, he no longer has to take birth in this material world. Instead, he returns home back to Godhead. This is the ultimate perfection. Therefore, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 8:15, Mam Upetya Punar Janma Dukhalayam Ashashvatam Napnuvanti Mahatmana Samsuddhim Paramam Gataha. After attaining me, the great souls who are yogis in devotion never return to this temporary world which is full of miseries because they have attained the highest perfection. Om Padnyana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Mena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Ena Bhutale
Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Supadantikam Mukam Karoti Vachadam Pangum Langhayate Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Vande Shri Gurum Dinatarinam Mukam Karoti Vachadam Pangum Langhayate Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Vande Paramanandam Madhavam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Taptakanchane Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishubhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. And then all Vaishnavas, we should pay obeisances to Vancha Kalpa Taru Vesha Kupa Sindhu Vya Patitanam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadara Shri Vasadi Prabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
It's very easy to understand. Srimad Bhagavatam is Purana Mamalam. In 12th canto, it is very nicely described that how we should approach this scripture. And if you follow the instructions given by Krishna himself, then it becomes very easy to understand this scripture. Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam Yad Vaishnavanam Priyam Yasmin Paramahansyam Ekam Amalam Jnanam Parigiyate Tatra Jnana Viraga Bhakti Saritam Tatra Jnana Viraga Bhakti Saritam Naishkampyama Vishkrutam Tat Shrinaman Supatan Vicharana paro bhaktya vimachyena nara. The beginning of the devotional service is from the unflinching faith in the existence of the Supreme Absolute Truth, which we doubt very much. Kali Yuga, Samshay, everywhere it is doubtful. We are completely doubtful. Samadhi is there. We are all in Krishna's dham. It's a great fortune to recite Krishna's names on this transcendental land. You should completely drive away the doubts from your mind. Complete. Eradicate. Just brush it off. There is no place to doubt. How can you doubt the personality of Godhead? Who has created this body? And how much complicated machinery it is? You know? Every second of the moment, since last, when we were in the womb of the mother, and it was only 3 months
Since then, our heart is working. Is there any authority in the world? Are there any scientists who can make the heart like this? They wanted to prepare the heart and the brain particularly. Because our brain is a nice computer. There is no need of any button here. There is no plug. You eat khichdi and computer works. Your computer will never work with a khichdi. And you are very proud. We are very proud. Such a big thing we have. And then go on. And this computer is automatic. And it starts from the 3 months in the womb of the mother. And it is with you. There is no need of repairing at all. Because if you repair it, it goes out of order. You cannot meddle with the brain. No, can't do that. Such a complicated machinery, Krishna maintains by his energy, by his external energy. Having any capacity, in any way can we compete with the absolute truth? And we are doubting, oh, there is no Krishna. And you are breathing his air, which is his energy. Bhumi rako nalo vayu, kam mano buddhi revaju. Bhumi, we are drinking his water, we are drinking snan with the water. I have a great reservation. I can't see Krishna. Because you are seeing me, you cannot see. You cannot relate with Krishna. Even the Murti, Murti is Krishna himself. We are many times accused that you are worshipping the statues. Those who call Murti statues, they are themselves statues. And I'll tell you one thing, what is statue worship? Here also we may have so many statues in this. Not in Vrindavan, I don't see, but maybe in Delhi or Mathura. In London, there is a statue of Chatri standing like this since last maybe 25 years. And it's a nice square in the Parliament Square. Thousands of cars are going. The poor fellow is inhaling the fumes all the time. Then he and his friends, pigeons, they come and sit on his head and the shoulders and put nice decoration. And if he is very dirty, then municipal sweeper comes with the sweeping brush and come on, boom, 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 clean. And nobody looks at him. He has to tolerate the rain, cold, snow, whatever it comes, he has to tolerate. That is statue worship. For our murtis, see how we have palatial buildings. Has anybody asleep sitting hall like this? And we don't do anything, we chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. And we are the owner of this hall. We don't do much. We don't do much. This is for our murti. The meaning of the murti, the translation was completely wrongly given and forced upon our brain by our Britishers. Guests, they were here guests for 300 years. And they were unpaid guests. We paid to them. This is how they tried to destroy our own culture by giving us the wrong translations. Murti doesn't mean statue or idol. Murti means deity. Transcendental form of the Lord. And that murti has so much capacity that millions of people are coming and going having darshan. Who are inviting them? That is akarshan. He attracts. If it is a stone or a wood or oil paint or whatever it is, has it any capacity to attract? Frankly speaking, this is a stone. But a murti is carved according to the descriptions of the scriptures. And because it is a murti now, it is no more stone. If it had been an ordinary stone, we might have thrown it out. Or you take a picture of Krishna, or any pastimes, any. Frankly speaking, that picture is nothing but an ordinary paper. If there would not have been association of Krishna with that paper, we would have thrown that paper away. The same way, if your life does not have any association with the Supreme Absolute Truth, it is to be thrown away. It will be rejected by anybody and everybody. But if you carry Krishna with you constantly, continuously, Tesham Satata Yuktaram, Bhajatam Priti Purvatam. This is the condition. Tesham, you have to worship him. And how? Satat Yukta, always. You arrange your activities in this way, then you will not forget him for a single second. And your life will be completely highly elevated. Just to utter his names, we want to have the communion with the Lord. But we don't follow the process. Communion with the Lord by the transmission of the transcendental sound of Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is non-different from the complete spirit, whole spirit Krishna. As soon as you utter Krishna's names, Krishna is with you. This is non-different. This is completely perfect method to approach the Lord. Don't create unnecessary doubts because of the three modes of material nature. Three bhir, gunamayi, bhavayi, evihi, sarvamidam jagat, mohitam, navijanati, mame bhya paramavyayam. He says in Bhagavad Gita clearly. Three bhir, gunamayi, bhavayi. These bhava, which are forced upon us by the three modes of material nature, sattva, raja and tama, mode of goodness, mode of passion and mode of ignorance. Sarvamidam jagat, the whole universe is suffering from three modes of material nature. And the result is mohitam navi janati. Their illusion, they don't know mame bhya paramavayam, that I am the transcendental absolute truth, they don't know. And then the concomitant effect is the pride. We are very proud of our situation. We find out anything that I have shaved head, so I am very proud. Hey, what is this bush? I am very proud of it. Pride clings anywhere. You know, there were three ladies, Matajis, and even now, we were in Gujarat in the village, and your girls and Matajis, and they go and to the well or tap and fetch the water on the in the jars. You know. So those ladies were going to fetch the water, and they were talking with each other. Because that was the only free time for them. They had to do hard work. So, one started that she said to the rest of the two that my husband has a so nice handwriting. He writes like a pearls. And he can read it. Anybody, even a small child can read it. The other one of the envious, he said, forget about your husband. My husband, such a nice handwriting, that if he writes, he can only read, nobody else can. She was proud. See how the pride clings. The first lady was a bit better, that she said that her husband's handwriting are very nice, so that he writes, he can read, and anybody can read. But the second one was very proud. He said, what is your husband nonsense, if everybody reads? My husband writes, he can only read, nobody else can. The third one jumped. Forget about both of you, he said. Your husbands are wretched. My husband, if he writes, neither he can read or nobody else can read. She was very proud. This is how, there is no point in being proud. But these three modes of material, impelled by three modes of the material nature, and befooled by the material identification, you should remember these three modes of material. We are impelled by it. It is a force. You may be in a mode of ignorance and you act in a mode of ignorance. Impelled by the modes of material nature and in addition to it, befooled by the material identification that I am such and such. My wife is such and such. And my wife is very beautiful. She may be very ugly, but everybody sees her, his wife, very beautiful. Or his husband, very hard. Her husband, very beautiful. We somehow or the other train our eyes. If I go to the mirror, my face may be like a monkey. But even then, I will adjust. Oh, how nice grey hair is here, and how nice his wrinkles are here, and very nice. And he comes out, and he's very proud, because he has seen in the mirror. This is how we are befooled by the material identification, which never remains same. Never, never, Chalat jivana yavanam. Chalat means always changing. Always changing. We were 2 years old, we were 5 years old, we were 10 years old. Now youth may be gliding down again. So chalat jivana yavanam. Chalacharam idam sarvam. Whatever is there is completely changing every moment of the world. Every moment of the time we are completely changing. And it is very nicely described in the 11th chapter of the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam that this is Nitya Pralaya. Always there is devastation. Always there is devastation. But we don't see that. We only see when there is a change. When this black hair goes to grey hair, then we see, oh, that's it. I'm getting old now. This is how we feel. And then in the beginning, we want to hide the grey hairs. I had a few in the beginning grey hairs. I was trying to hide it, putting some oil here and there. And then the time came when I couldn't hide. So I pruned my hair so that nobody can see that there are grey hairs. And then when it was whole grey, then I shaved off and became a devotee. So this is how we don't know why unknowingly impelled by the modes of the material nature. Prakritehi kriyamanani, gunahi karmani sarvasham. These gunas, they are after us. And if we want to get out of it, then mamcha yoga vibhicharena bhakti yogena sevati. Those who develop unflinching faith in the devotional service of the Lord, then for him there is no material identification. We don't have material identification to some extent, at least. You are very simple. I am really pleased that all your kurtas are without ironing. This is the best thing you are doing. You are saving your time. Man, however you press, you are going to put on that kurta on your body. And your body is round. It cannot be pressed. Why do we waste our time in pressing? The electricity is used or coal is used. It's completely waste of time. And to press dhoti is a nonsense. And I mean, when you put dhoti, again you have to tie here and there, tie there. How can it be pressed? This is simplicity. Sadanive, we should go on in any circumstances with our own requirements. We should mold our life that way, that we should become too simple to that effect that in any circumstances we will be completely happy. We should be only morose if we are not able to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is the main thing to be understood. And once you try, as soon as you touch Maha Mantra, as soon as you hear, Dashrathil Prabhupada was insisting that we should have Harinam daily 2 times. In London we had 2 times in the beginning, Harinam. And that's why many people were attracted. I was the person who was attracted by hearing Harinam. Otherwise, I was thinking that our religion is completely nonsense. And somebody worships Shiva, somebody worships Ganpati, somebody worships something else. What is this? Then I started to go to church. And I thought, this is very beautiful, with all the suits and ties. And then piece of meat comes, and the hibiski comes. Nice prasadam. I thought this is the best system we have. Then one day what happened, that there was a priest and he gave a nice sermon. So I couldn't understand anything anyway, but he spoke very high. So, but somehow I thought that I'll go and see him and talk to him. So I went and inquired, where is Father God? So he said, if you want to see him, then you have to go to the pub in front of him. Immediately after the sermon, he goes to the pub. Then the idea came to my mind that whatever we are best. At least there are no pubs involved. How can a man is sitting in the pub direct you about the religious principles? And this flash of light stopped me from being Christian. Without Srila Prabhupada, definitely I guarantee you that I would have been a Christian by now. Because there was no direction. It is he alone who showed us the path. And in one piece, he gave us everything. Now it is our duty to take all these instructions from his purports. For us, there is no Ramayana. For us, there is no Mahabharata. For us, there are no Vedas. For us, there are no Puranas. We don't know anything. Whatever we have is Prabhupada's purports. And enough, more than enough, for your this lifetime at least. And even if you come back in Vrindavan, in some cockroach form or something, even then you hear this and you will be elevated completely. This is the best effect of one sincere devotee. Of one sincere devotee. And he says about this movement, that is our ISKCON movement, will expand unlimitedly if we dedicate our life to the lotus feet of Krishna sincerely. Then there is no limit for expansion. And we have the experience. All over the world, it is expanding unlimitedly. We cannot control it now. Cannot control it. Because people are completely miserable outside. And they want to have some comfort. With all the material comforts at their disposal, they are completely frustrated. And this is the only way that you come to the right point. And increase your, the plane, transcendental plane in your life. Otherwise, as it is, we are completely in trouble in the material activities. There is no sukha there. There is no happiness there. And we are running day and night. You think about our time. 24 hours a day, we run after these material things. I have to build a house, then I have to maintain my family, I have to earn my money, I have to do this, that, this. See the ordinary people. They don't work very hard. We were in Bombay, and on the high street, thousands of vehicles run. And in India, the cars are not maintained nicely. That's why our Swarup Siddhi is here. He will maintain the whole. And unfortunately, if you have the municipal truck in front of you, God, it pours old diesel. As it takes, it pours up. Black suit, you know. And those shopkeepers, they have to sit there at least for 12 hours to smell the fumes. And they are very proud. They pay lakhs of rupees as a goodwill to buy that small place and sit there for 12 hours. At least we are lucky to come out of that, that we don't have to wait 12 hours always inhaling the fumes. These things, when you compare, our life is much better. And satisfaction is the main thing. We are very satisfied with Krishna. Whatever condition may be, it's very nicely said in Srimad Bhagavatam that you have to do three things in order to satisfy Janardhan. Daya sarva bhuteshu. You have to be merciful to all the living entities. Santushtaya yena kenava. You have to be completely satisfied in any condition of life. Today we have dhoti, tomorrow we may have torn dhotis or no kurta, doesn't matter. Here in India, in Bharatvarsh, we can move about without kurta also. Santushtaya yena kenava. Whatever is best for us. And then sarvendreshu prashantya. All our senses must be under our control. And trishyati ashu janardhana. In order to remember these three things, there is a very easy way. If you understand this verse, the way I am explaining it to you, you will not forget it for the whole of your lifetime. Mercy. First word is mercy. So take out M. Mercy to all living entities. Daya sarva bhuteshu. Santushtayana kenva, satisfaction. So take out S. M-S. And control of the senses, C. M-S-C. You have to be master of science in order to satisfy Krishna. If you remember this degree, M-S-C. Do you know? Do you know the degree? You don't know. No. In India, we have M-S-C, B-S-C and M-S-C. These are bachelor of science. Science degrees. So if you remember MSc, then you cannot forget, can never forget these things. This is how we should try to take out the instructions from Srimad Bhagavatam. They are very clear. Trishyati Ashu Janardhan. Immediately. Ashu means immediately. Trishyati, satisfied. Janardhan is completely satisfied. And don't worry about these good qualities. They will come. Again in Srimad Bhagavatam, Shukadeva Goswami has said, that Yasyati Bhakti Bhagavati Akinchana. He says the bhakti, bhagavati akinchana, sarvaihi gunaihi, samasade tatra sura. Those who are devotees, unknowingly they develop the good qualities. We are chanting and slowly we have stopped smoking. Slowly we have stopped all other things. And there are very nice sincere devotees all over the world. Those who are following this method sincerely are the happiest person on this face of the planet. Those who don't follow to that extent, they are miserable. But at least they come to Krishna, they hear the kirtans, that is most pious activity to their credit. This is how he says, Harav bhakta se kuto mahatmana. If he is Hari, he is a bhakta. If he is non-devotee, from where he is going to bring the good qualities? A bhakta cannot have good qualities at all. Krishna himself says in 11th chapter, and very nicely said, you know, he is very humble. As we know, we all know, that he washed Sudama's feet by his hand, and he pours his queens also to bring the water and worship the lotus feet of Sudama. He is very humble. He says that if you perform these five things, then I am yours. The first thing he says, nirapeksham, nirapeksham munim chantam, nirvairam samadarshanam. These are the five things. Nirapeksham, you don't expect anything from anybody. That is nirapeksham. If your needs are limited, then you don't require anything. You don't require anything. If you increase your needs, then we anchor after to beg. Why? Because we want to have a television. Colored television. This television, that television. And we are so very lazy that this toothbrush, we are not able to move our toothbrush in our mouth. So we want the electric toothbrush. So we hold it and it goes boom. So we don't want to move it. Whatever it is, toothbrush you are using, maybe, then you can move it and the muscles will get some exercise. But he doesn't want to take exercise. And then he wants to go to gym camp. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We don't work hard in our houses. Our ladies formerly never went to gym camp. But they had to bring the water from the well. And they had to take out the water, then again put the jar on head and one jar in the vest. Mataji's may break out within a day. Or we also. We grind our grains and do everything ourselves. And it was exercise and the life was also going on very nicely. That's why Srila Prabhupada says that it is better that we go 200 years back. Become very simple. These things we have to remember. Otherwise, we completely forget everything. That is nirapeksham. Muni, you always meditate on the form of Lord Krishna. You try to understand his birth, his appearance. You try to understand his activities. And you get that his birth, his appearance. You try to understand his activities. And you get that intelligence to understand. You can try again and again and again. Don't worry about the intelligence. Don't think that you are dull-headed. Nobody is dull-headed. Somebody tries very hard and somebody doesn't try. That is the only difficulty. And if you cultivate this nirapeksham, munyam, chantam, you become completely peaceful. And as soon as you are peaceful, your health is generated from within. We don't have peaceful time in this Kali Yuga. Day after day, all these material activities, they consume our energy. They sap our energy. If you come to the temple, or if you utilize your time to understand these scriptures, then you are shantam, you are sitting silent. And that gives you the healthy life. Shantam. Then nirvairam, we don't have any vair. No enmity at all. No enmity at all. Samadarshana, we treat equally everybody. Our whole health depends upon vayu. These 10 vayus, if they work alright in your body, then you are alright. Otherwise, there is something wrong. And in order to correct the vayu, Because our pulse also moves about according to Vayu. And that's why these Ayurvedic doctors, they just put the fingers here and he tells us, what am I suffering from? Whereas our other friends, you go to them, what is happening to you? When I told, I don't understand anything, what is happening to me, but I am not well. He said, but what's wrong with you? I am telling him that I don't know what's wrong with me. That's why I have come to you. Now you go and make a list what's wrong with you. This we have to give them. And then with all the stethoscope and everything, and with all the x-rays and everything, one, we have a doctor friend in Valsad, and he was very frank with us. He said, to be very frank with you, we don't understand anything. I don't know if there is some doctor here, please excuse me. But that doctor says, to be very frank, and he's surgeon. He is in charge of one government hospital and he performs thousands of operations. So I told him, what you are operating for? He said, just there is something we feel it is, cut it. And the patient thinks that, now I'm all right. So he stitched it back at me. Then he was telling, our system, our Ayurvedic system is very beneficial. It may take some time. But we don't understand one thing, that the Rambam medicine, arrow of Lord Ram, it will definitely hit the target. And that's why we call it Rambam, effective medicine. The effective medicine, the king of the medicine, is given to us by Dhanvantari, the incarnation for Ayurvedic system. Dhanvantari is Krishna's incarnation to propagate the medical system. And that is known as Ayurveda. The Veda means knowledge. Knowledge of our life is Ayurveda. And he writes one shloka. Please remember this shloka. Achyut Ananta Govinda. These are Krishna's names. Achyut Ananta Govinda. Namocharana Bhechaja. Just you pronounce these names and it is the greatest medicine. Achyut Ananta Govinda. Namocharana Bhechaja. And in the second line he says, Achyut Ananta Govinda Namocharana Bhechaja Satyam Satyam Vadami Aham. This is, I am telling you the truth, nothing but the truth. We take the oath in the court and we speak all the lies there. Dhanvantari never speaks lies. He says, just you utter Krishna's names, that's all, nothing else at all. And this is the instruction of our scriptures. To our tongue, one is a nice bhajan. Jive sadaiva bhaja sundarani namani krishnasya manoharani samasta bhaktate vinashanani govinda damo dharmadvedi. If you don't want to be sick, this is Govinda Damodara Madhavedi. He said to his tongue, Jive Bhajasundarani, you just utter this beautiful name of Krishna. Jive Sadaiva Bhajasundarani Namani Krishnasya Manohrani. And if you do that, Samasta Bhaktani Vinashanani, all your miseries will be eradicated. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Sri Krishna Radha, Vara Gokulesha, Gopala Govardhananatha Vishnu. Jive Bibasvam, Mridameta Deva, you just drink this nectar. Jive Bibasvam, Mridameta Deva, Govinda Damo, Dharamada Vedi. And how to chant is also nicely said. This movement is not new. It's old, thousands of years old. Grahe grahe gopavadu kadamba sarve militva punyani namani patrati nityam. Grahe grahe gopavadu kadamba. These all gopavadu, here gopas were here. They were all cowherd boys. They will assemble themselves in one house. And punyani namani patrati nityam. Govinda Damodara Madhavedi. This medicine, those who take, they cannot be sick at all. If you are sick, it will go away. I had seen Prabhu in Los Angeles. I thought that he will not survive for 2 months. He was so sick there. And now see, his face is bright. This Krishna's names. I was really very much worried about your health in Los Angeles. I thought that you will never survive. And now, see how bright face he is. And what is he doing? He is serving very sincerely Prabhupada's qualities. See, this effect is in front of us. See, Jai Srila Prabhu. See his face, you will require the goggles to see at him. And you will require the sunglasses to see at him. Why? Just chanting the name. Just Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama. Jai Shri Prabhupada ki.
Donc, à cette époque, il y avait seulement un Hiranyakashipu, mais maintenant, nous sommes tous des Hiranyakashipu, des grands fous, parce que nous n'acceptons pas la suprématie du Seigneur.
Ordinary fool is a fool. You know, he doesn't understand anything. He is a fool.
Donc, il y a trois catégories de fous ou d'idiots. Et la première catégorie, c'est quelqu'un qui ne comprend pas les choses. Il est un fou ordinaire.
But there is higher category of fool. He is a fool, but he doesn't know that he is a fool.
Il est idiot, mais il ne sait pas qu'il est idiot.
And he is known as deluxe fool. You know, bus is deluxe bus. Some more arrangement. That is deluxe fool. Some more arrangement, you know, in the world. And then, there is a topmost quality of fool. They not only they don't know that they are fools, but they pose as they are very wise persons.
Non seulement ils ne savent pas qu'ils sont des idiots, mais en plus ils se présentent eux-mêmes comme des grandes personnalités.
And they are known as super excellent fools.
Ils sont connus comme des idiots de super excellence.
So I leave it to you to judge which category you are in.
Donc Maharaj vous laisse à notre propre jugement pour savoir à quelle catégorie on appartient.
Because we don't know that these sense objects are given by the Lord. Our senses are given by the Lord. Whole material manifestation belongs to the Lord. And even then, we really flatly deny the authority of the Lord.
Parce que le Seigneur nous a donné toutes ces perceptions sensorielles et on comprend pas que lui, il est à l'origine de toutes ces perceptions sensorielles et de tous ces objets des sens et qu'on dénigre sa suprématie.
This is the main purpose of this chapter.
Donc c'est le but principal de ce chapitre.
In which the Virat Roop Shishumar is very nicely described.
Dans lequel cette forme Shishumar, cette Virat Roop est décrite.
So many planets and so many stars, so many things are described here.
Tellement de planètes et d'étoiles sont, tellement de choses sont décrites.
This whole science is very nicely described in Surya Siddhanta. The book name Surya
Siddhanta.
Those who are out of us are very much interested in this science should read and study that book. And it is written by a great professor known as Bimal Prasad Dutt. And who is Bimal Prasad Dutt, you know? Yes. Because he wrote Surya Siddhanta, he was given this title of Siddhanta. And in the end, he proved bhakti towards the Lord. That's why he was given the name of Bhakti Siddhanta. And because he was very knowledgeable, he was known as Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. And because he was controller of his senses, he was known as Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami. And because he was the spiritual master of the whole world, he was given the whole title Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj. And because he was the ideal one, he was given the name Prabhupada. And he has written this Surya Siddhanta. Those of us who are very much interested in to know this science, and we should be interested, try to find out some time and try to go through the book. The main... I'm sorry.
Donc, Bimal Prasad, il a écrit ce livre Surya Siddhanta, et du fait qu'il a écrit ce Siddhanta, il a reçu le nom de Siddhanta. Et du fait qu'à la fin de ce livre, il démontre que le but c'est la Bhakti, il a reçu le nom Bhakti Siddhanta. Et du fait qu'il était maître de ses sens, on l'appelait Bhakti Siddhanta parce qu'il avait beaucoup de connaissances. Et on l'appelait Sarasvati, et on l'appelait donc Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati. Ensuite, parce qu'il était maître de ses sens, on l'appelait Goswami. Et parce qu'il était maître spirituel du monde entier, on l'appelait Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Goswami Maharaj. Et parce qu'il était le plus grand de tous, et on l'appelait Prabhupada.
And he is the spiritual master of Srila Prabhupada.
Et il est le maître spirituel de Srila Prabhupada.
And because of his order, we are all sitting here.
Et du fait de son instruction, nous sommes tous assis ici.
He instructed Srila Prabhupada to go to the western countries and distribute Krishna all over the world.
Il a instruit Srila Prabhupada de se rendre dans les pays occidentaux et de convertir le monde entier.
And his mercy and Srila Prabhupada's mercy, that we have got some knowledge.
Et c'est grâce à sa miséricorde et à la miséricorde de Srila Prabhupada que nous avons obtenu cette connaissance.
One point you must understand regarding this chapter.
Une chose que l'on doit comprendre à propos de ce chapitre.
That all these different planet systems, they are moving constantly in the orbit, their own orbits.
Et que toutes ces différentes planètes se déplacent sur leur orbite respective chacune.
Now, it should be very clear to us on what planet we are sitting.
Et ça doit être très clair pour nous, comprendre sur quelle planète nous sommes situés.
And what is this body?
Quel est ce corps? Qu'est-ce que c'est que ce corps?
I will give you a short description. The planet on which we are situated, that is known as Earth planet.
La planète sur laquelle nous sommes situés est décrite comme la planète Terre.
It is revolving around its own axis.
Elle tourne sur son propre axe.
And by which we have day and night.
Et c'est pour ça qu'il y a le jour et la nuit.
Near the equator, the speed of this movement is 1000 miles per hour.
Et au niveau de l'équateur, sa vitesse est 1000 miles par heure.
We are away from the equator.
Nous sommes un peu plus loin de l'équateur.
Even then it should be 500 miles per hour.
Et même à cet endroit, on est à peu près 500 miles par heure.
We are discussing Srimad Bhagavatam since 1 hour. We have moved 500 miles.
Donc nous parlons du Srimad Bhagavatam depuis 1 heure. Donc on a déjà parcouru 500 kilomètres.
We don't feel this movement.
On ne ressent pas ce mouvement.
If you drive a car, you have so many bumps and this and that, you know.
Si vous vous déplacez en voiture, il y a tellement de chaos.
And fumes are coming out and what not, you know. But this moment we don't feel. Lord is very perfect, completely perfect. And that's why it is moving very fast and even then we don't feel.
Et bien que nous déplaçons très vite, le Seigneur est très parfait, ce mouvement est très parfait parce qu'on ne le ressent rien du tout.
Any time, you remember, he has given us oranges. He has given us oranges.
Par exemple, il nous a donné une orange.
And in every orange, there will be orange juice.
Et dans chaque orange, il y aura du jus d'orange.
He never comes to you and tells, oh gentlemen, this orange I have given you, but I forgot it is a grape juice.
Et jamais il va venir et va nous dire, oh excusez-moi, cette orange que je vous ai donnée, je me suis trompé. À l'intérieur, c'est du jus de raisin.
No, he is very perfect.
Non, il est très parfait.
Our body, see, he has created, tailor made two hands, two legs. You think that if you have one leg 5 feet and another leg 6 inches, would you be able to walk?
Et il a créé aussi avec ses deux mains, ses deux jambes, et c'est très parfait. Est-ce que vous imaginez si vous aviez seulement une jambe avec 5 pieds et l'autre?
C'est impossible.
5 pieds de l'autre.
Impossible.
Et puis l'autre, c'est impossible de marcher.
He is so very perfect.
Il est tellement parfait.
Could we forget him for a single second?
Est-ce qu'on doit pouvoir l'oublier?
He is the source of our body. He is the source of our everything. Everything which we use for the body.
Est-ce qu'on peut se permettre de l'oublier une seconde? Il est la source de toute chose, de tout élément.
And even then, we just flatly deny the existence of the Lord.
Même pour prenant cela, on dénie encore l'existence du Seigneur.
And that's why Srila Prabhupada calls all these living entities rascals. Instead of being grateful to the Lord, we are completely ingrateful.
Donc au lieu de remercier le Seigneur, on est complètement ingrat.
And is this a sectarian knowledge?
Est-ce que c'est une connaissance sectaire?
That only Hare Krishna move and Mohammedans don't move.
Est-ce que seulement les Hare Krishna se déplacent comme ça, ou est-ce que aussi les musulmans?
All Christians don't move.
Ou est-ce que les chrétiens ne se déplacent pas?
That's why this knowledge is known as Sanatan, eternal.
C'est pourquoi cette connaissance est décrite comme ça.
It is useful to everybody. And it's everybody's duty to come to the Lord. How can we just leave the moment? Oh no, this is not for me. Oh, whether you stay here, or whether you stay in Paris, whether you are in the temple, or outside the temple, you are going to move.
Et vaut mieux rester donc dans le temple, dans ce mouvement, parce que vous soyez ici dans ce temple, ou que vous soyez à Paris, ou que vous soyez à l'extérieur, de toute façon vous allez vous déplacer.
And this is only one moment I have given.
Et là, je vais donner seulement l'exemple d'un mouvement.
There is another very important moment, and it is around the sun orbit.
Mais il y a un autre mouvement qui est très important aussi, c'est un mouvement autour du soleil.
And in 1 second, it is 16,000 miles.
Sur une orbite. Et en une seconde, on fait 16,000 miles.
Nearly, I think, it comes to 67,000, I don't remember exactly, but it should be 70,000 miles per hour, you know. I think it is every minute 16,000, and then if you add to it, it comes to nearly so many miles, about 70,000 miles per hour. We are sitting discussing Bhagavatam, and we have moved 70,000 miles.
Donc, ça fait un déplacement de quelques 16,000 miles par seconde, et donc en une heure, ça fait quelque chose comme 70,000 miles par heure. Donc, on a déjà décrit 70,000 miles depuis qu'on est assis à écouter le schéma de Bhagavatam.
This is the terrible speed we are moving.
Et ça, c'est la vitesse tellement terrible à laquelle on se...
You know, when we sit in the car, we feel tired after 4 or 5 hours. We like to get out of the car.
Vous savez, quand on est dans une voiture, au bout de 4 ou 5 heures de route, on...
Because that car is moving.
On se sent tellement fatigué qu'on doit sortir de cette voiture.
If we travel in plane, and if it is 8 hours, we like to get off the plane.
Et si on voyage en avion, au bout de 8 heures, on a envie de sortir de l'avion.
We don't feel all right unless we are on the ground.
Et on ne se sent pas bien à moins qu'on se retrouve sur le sol.
And how much we should like to get off this planet, which is moving so fast.
Alors, comment on doit désirer s'en aller de cette planète qui passe tellement vite?
Is there any limit to our tiresome? And that is why we have money. We have family, we have wife, we have parents, we have houses, nice country, and even then something is missing. We are tired. We are frustrated. Pardon? Afterwards. Yes.
Donc,
after.
Donc, et ça c'est simplement une petite chose. Hein. Mais on a aussi une famille, une maison, une société, tellement de choses.
And because of this moment, we are frustrated.
Et bien qu'on ait tout ça, on est toujours fatigué.
And we don't know about it at all.
Et donc,
you know, everything we have, but we are completely frustrated.
Et bien qu'on ait toutes ces choses-là, on est quand même complètement frustré.
The best way is to get attached to the Lord in any situation of your life and get out of this planet.
Donc la meilleure chose, c'est de s'attacher au Seigneur et de chercher à sortir de cette planète.
And go to Golok Vrindavan. It's a very peaceful place to stay.
Et se rendre à Goloka Vrindavan, c'est un endroit qui est très paisible.
This is our duty.
Ça, c'est notre devoir.
And not only that, these are two movements into our planet. Even the sun, this is moving around the sun. And even the sun is moving around through a planet.
Mais pas seulement ça, ce mouvement de la planète sur elle-même ou autour du soleil, le soleil lui-même se déplace autour de l'étoile polaire.
These planets are moving around the sun, and the sun itself moving with all the paraphernalia. Again, I don't know how many speeds we have. It is just like a merry-go-round, you know. It's very fast, we are sitting on a horse or a cat or whatever it is. And then, in this moment, we want to marry, we want to produce children, we want to earn money, we want to do this, we want to do that. How can you do it? You can't do it peacefully unless you are attracted to the Lord.
Donc, quand on peut imaginer à quelle vitesse le soleil, avec tous ses attributs, tourne ainsi autour de l'étoile polaire, Et malgré qu'on tourne si vite, on veut quand même.
And because our we have material body, all these planets, they have effect on our body.
On veut quand même se marier, avoir des enfants, avoir tellement de choses, alors comment?
There are so very inauspicious planets, like Mangal, you know. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Donc on doit imaginer toutes les difficultés qu'on va avoir à pratiquer toutes ces choses-là. Donc le mieux, c'est de s'attacher au Seigneur.
In short, there is no way that we escape this influence.
Donc en résumé, il n'y a aucun moyen de sortir de cette influence.
No, Shani, the Saturn planet is most inauspicious planet. Planet Saturn.
Saturn est la planète la plus de mauvaise augure.
And during our lifetime, it comes into our life three times.
Et pendant notre vie, elle passe, elle influence le cours de notre vie.
And every time it comes, it remains for 7.5 years.
Et chaque fois qu'elle vient, elle reste pour 7 ans et demi.
And whenever he starts, he destroys our life.
Et quand elle commence son influence, elle détruit notre vie.
And when he completes 7.5 years, he completely destroys the whole thing. Only he is merciful that he leaves you alive.
Et à la fin de ces 7 ans et demi, il finit par détruire tout ce qui reste. Il laisse simplement notre vie.
We can't escape these things.
Et on ne peut pas échapper à ces choses.
The only way out is to come to the Lord.
La seule manière d'y échapper, c'est de venir au Seigneur.
And surrender.
De s'abandonner.
Otherwise, there is no way.
Autrement, il n'y a aucun.
No way, no way, no way. Nastiva, 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 gati yannata.
There is. Aucun moyen.
Vyasa Bhagavan is not mad. He is repeating three times. Hare Rama, Hare Nama, Hare Namaiva Kevala. Kalau, nastiva, 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 gati yannata. This is the meaning of it.
Donc c'est ça la signification de ce verset.
I'm sorry, the time is getting over now. So if you have any comments or questions, I would like to answer.
Est-ce que vous avez des questions, des commentaires?
Haribo, yes. I'm the one.
Maharaj Bhagavat a entendu parler d'un sannyasi en Angleterre qui a enseigné le sanskrit et demandé à Maharaj s'il était cette personne et Maharaj dit que oui.
I heard that Srila Prabhupada said that every gentleman must know his astrological tendency.
Yeah, that's right. We should know everything, you know, including our own position astronomically. But this science is very accurate. So if you can remember your birth time and day and place and everything, because this science depends upon so much accuracy. Because the place where you are born, that is longitudes and latitudes, then the time you are born and the part of the planet you are born, so many things. And if you are mistaken in this, and if you go to the wrong person, there are so many astrologers in India sitting by the roadside, you know. So you cannot just go to anybody and show your hand and get the information. You should find out the right person. And the most important thing is, you should know your own right timings and everything. Otherwise, if you are wrong here and there, the whole thing goes wrong. It's better to know. In India, formerly, this knowledge was freely distributed. Not very long ago, when we were children. A family priest will come, just to beg, you know. And that too, not Lakshmi. They were not begging Lakshmi. They were taking this bhoga, you know, chapati flour, then dal, ghee, this, that, you know. We used to give them. And he will sit there to accept that charity. And we will ask them, oh, I am studying in 4th standard, will I pass this time? And then he will count, yes, you will pass, definitely pass. And at this way, it was so very easy science. He will just count these 12 rashis, the sun, where is sun, and where is guru, and where is this, that. And you see that, and if the parents are alive, if the parents are alive, then we are not affected that much. But if the parents are not alive, or we don't know them, then it affects too much. In these countries, the population is completely left to their own. Parents don't want to know. Even if they are alive, they don't care, take care. That's why, please, somehow or the other, you have come to Krishna. Don't give your kids the bad time now. You have to just, I'm sorry.
La question de Nishimananda Prabhu, c'était que c'est des dévots, ou c'est des dévots disent que Srila Prabhupada aurait dit qu'il est important de connaître son thème astrologique, etc. Est-ce que c'est important donc il demandait à Maharaj, et Maharaj explique que ces choses sont très importantes. Si on connaît notre conditionnement, les dévots doivent connaître toutes ces choses-là, et si on connaît notre conditionnement, ça peut être intéressant, mais c'est très difficile de connaître bien, parce qu'il y a beaucoup d'astrologues qui ne sont pas vraiment qualifiés. Il faut donc s'adresser à la bonne personne, et en plus il faut connaître exactement toutes nos heures de naissance, les lieux exacts avec les longitudes, les latitudes, etc. Et il se rappelle quand il était en Inde au début de sa vie, que c'était une science qui était très très commune et très très connue. Et à l'époque, ils allaient demander pour un détail précis de leur vie, et les gens comptaient simplement même sur leurs doigts, parce qu'ils connaissaient le soleil se trouve là, etc., toutes ces choses-là. Et les parents même étaient très, très attachés à savoir les détails précis pour pouvoir obtenir ces renseignements. Alors que maintenant, les parents ne s'occupent même pas de ces détails-là, ne savent pas toutes ces choses-là. Donc c'est très difficile d'avoir accès à cette connaissance. Et maintenant, on doit faire très attention et rajouter aussi ce détail qu'on ne peut pas approcher n'importe quel astrologue qui se trouve à tous les coins de la rue en Inde, et il y en a plein, parce qu'il faut savoir à qui s'adresser.
The important thing to be remembered regarding this thing.
J'ai oublié le petit point qui est très important de la fin, c'est qu'il est expliqué, Maharaj, que donc c'était très important de prendre refuge dans la conscience de Krishna et de prendre conscience que les enfants qu'on mettait au monde dans la conscience de Krishna, de les protéger en les gardant dans la conscience de Krishna, parce qu'autrement c'était très difficile de laisser.
Because of these different influences of the planets, all living entities are troubled.
Du fait de l'influence de toutes ces planètes, toutes les entités vivantes connaissent des tas de difficultés.
Whether it is your wife or mother or whatever it is.
Que ce soit votre épouse, votre mère ou qui que ce soit.
And that's why married life is always difficult.
C'est pourquoi la vie de famille est tellement difficile.
But once you have children, you have to tolerate each other.
Mais une fois que vous avez des enfants, vous devez vous tolérer l'un l'autre.
One partner at least should be sane.
Un ou moins des partenaires doit être sain.
Otherwise, these kids will be completely destroyed.
Autrement, ces enfants, ils vont être complètement détruits.
You know better than me what background you are coming from.
Vous savez mieux que moi d'où vous venez.
Now, in our Vedic culture, there is no separation or there is no divorce.
Et maintenant, dans la culture védique, il n'y a pas de séparation ou il n'y a pas de divorce.
Yes, there is a divorce.
Divorce.
And we call it vanaprastha.
C'est ce qu'on appelle le vanaprastha.
Slowly we detach, you know. Because you are going to get tired. Both are getting old. But the difficulty is, even at the age of 60 years, you want to enjoy as if you are 18 years.
Mais le problème est que la difficulté, c'est que même à 60 ans.
And that is difficult then. And like a mad person, old persons run after the young girls, and this and that, and these inebrieties. God, there is no end to it. And this is the greatest folly. Our young girls should be directed to the young boys, we should help them to settle.
Donc nos jeunes hommes vont être attirés par les jeunes femmes.
And not only that, you should look to your young girls, put it first to their children also. Not only we take care of the daughters, but the daughters' children also.
Donc on doit les aider à s'établir, et on ne doit pas s'occuper seulement de nos filles, mais aussi des enfants de nos filles.
You have kids, so you have to take care of the grandkids also.
On a des enfants, donc on doit s'occuper des petits enfants.
And to that extent, we are responsible.
Jusqu'à ce point, on est responsable.
And in Srimad Bhagavatam, there is very nice verse stating what is the duty of the parents.
Dans Srimad Bhagavatam, il y a des très bons versets qui donnent les devoirs des parents.
Guru na sasyat, svajano na sasyat. Guru na sasyat, So janona sasyat, pitana sasyat, janani na sasyat, daivam na tasyat, pati na sasyat, na mochayet yaha samupetam rityam. Very beautiful verse, you know. He says, na mochayet, na means not, mochayet means deliver. Samupetam rityam means from the ocean of birth and death.
Qu'on ne peut pas être libéré de l'océan des morts et des naissances. Non, une personne. Nul.
All right. Finished? Here. So, he says that if you are not able to deliver your dependents from the ocean of birth and death, then you should not be guru. You should not be swajana, means relative.
Donc si on n'est pas capable de libérer quelqu'un de l'océan des morts et des naissances, on ne doit pas être, on ne doit pas prendre de responsabilité, on ne doit pas être guru.
Or swajana, yeah. And then he says in the second line that you should not be a father.
On ne peut pas être un père.
And then you should not be a mother.
Ensuite, on ne peut pas être une mère.
And then you should not be a husband. And how you can deliver? Unless you deliver yourself.
Et comment vous pouvez délivrer si vous ne pouvez pas vous délivrer vous-même?
And this is the knowledge for deliverance.
Et ça, c'est la connaissance pour la libération.
And the essence of the whole scriptures, please hear.
Donc, s'il vous plaît, écoutez l'essence de toute cette connaissance.
Alodhyam sarva shastrani, vichariyachana puna puna. Alodhyam sarva shastrani, vichariyachana puna puna. Idam ekam sunishpannam deyo narayana sada. Very nice essence is given by Srila Vyasadeva.
Donc Srila Vyasadeva décrit très très bonne manière l'essence de ces choses.
Alodhyam sarva shastrani means I have read all the scriptures. I have read all the scriptures.
Donc il a dit j'ai lu toutes les écritures.
Not only I have read, but I have scrutinizingly read.
Non seulement je les ai lus, mais je les ai lus scrupuleusement.
Vichariya cha puna puna, again and again, I have thought over it.
Et encore et encore, j'en ai parlé.
And idam ekam sunishpannam, only one thing comes out of it.
Et seulement une chose sort de tout cela.
Deyo narayana sada, remember, supreme personality always.
Toujours, qui est de toujours se souvenir de la personne suprême.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Such easy way, you know. Once it so happened, there was one Mayavadi, Prakashanand Saraswati, you know. He went to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu was chanting, you know. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. So this Prakashanand Saraswati asked Mahaprabhu that why don't you learn Vedanta?
Prakashananda Saraswati a dit à Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, mais pourquoi tu n'apprends pas le Vedanta?
So Mahaprabhu replied to him, I am a great fool.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lui a répondu, je suis simplement un idiot.
So I went to my Guru Maharaj.
Alors j'ai été voir mon maître spirituel.
And he told me, because you are a great fool,
dit, parce que tu es tellement idiot,
you just chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. So now I'm chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare
Ram, Hare Ram. So Prakashanand Saraswati said, now what have you decided? He said, now according to my Guru Maharaj's instruction, I am just chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. And he says, because, oh, I'm sorry.
Maintenant, suivant l'instruction de mon maître spirituel, simplement je chante Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. And he said, because I am chanting according to the instructions of my Guru Maharaj, always Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, I feel very happy, you know. And I'm very satisfied.
C'est du fait que je chante suivant l'instruction de mon maître spirituel, ce Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Je me sens très heureux.
So I went back to my Guru Maharaj.
Donc je suis retourné voir mon maître spirituel.
And I told him that because according to his instruction, I was chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram.
Donc il est retourné voir son maître spirituel et lui a expliqué du fait que je chante ce chant Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram. So I felt very happy and I'm very satisfied.
Donc je suis très heureux et très satisfait.
Guru Maharaj said, because you followed my instruction to chant Hare Krishna,
Krishna
Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is a natural result. If you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, then you will always be happy. You will always be happy. So I came back and according to his instruction I am always chanting now Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. And now I don't do anything else but to chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare. This is the sum total of everything.
Donc,
yes.
donc son maître spirituel lui a dit du fait que tu as suivi mon instruction de toujours chanter Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
C'est tout à fait naturel que tu sois très heureux et satisfait. Maintenant, tu peux partir. Donc Chaitanya Mahaprabhu est reparti. A dit à Prakashananda Saraswati, c'est pourquoi je suis revenu maintenant et je chante Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Parce que je suis cette instruction de mon maître spirituel, je suis toujours très heureux et à chanter le Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Time was very, yeah, I'm sorry.
C'est la somme et la substance de toute chose.
Time was very short. So we could not do justice to everything.
Donc le temps est très court, on ne peut pas continuer infiniment.
But everything is in the books.
Mais tout est dans
please cooperate with each other.
S'il vous plaît, coopérez les uns avec les autres.
And you will be successful.
Et vous obtiendrez le succès.
We are always at your disposal.
Nous sommes toujours à votre disposition.
Whenever you want, we call us.
Dès que vous voulez, vous pouvez nous appeler.
But carry on. Prabhupada's service.
Mais s'il vous plaît, Prabhu, continuez avec votre service.
May Lord help you. Hare Krishna.
Puisse le Seigneur vous aider.
Ah, Vishnu.